chapter 16. And they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinea, on the 15th day of the second month after they departed from the land of Mitzrayim. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Musa and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Mitzrayim, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate lechem to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then Yahweh said to Musa, "Behold, I will rain lechem from Shemaim for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my Torah or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." Then Musa and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "At evening you shall know that Yahweh has brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, and in the morning you shall see the esteem of Yahweh, for he hears your complaints against Yahweh. And what are we that you complain against us?" And Musa said, "This shall be seen when Yahweh gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning lechem to the full, for Yahweh hears your complaints which you make against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against Yahweh." And Musa spoke to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your complaints." Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the esteem of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, "I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat. In the morning you shall be filled with lechem, and you shall know that I am Yahweh of power." So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round thing, as fine as frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "Is this manna?" For they were not sure what it was. And Musa said to them, "This is the lechem which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is a thing which Yahweh has commanded. Let every man gather it, according to each one's need, one omer for each person, according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered, some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Musa said, "Let no one leave any of it till morning." Notwithstanding, they did not listen to Musa, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Musa was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need, and when the sun became hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much lechem, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Musa. And he said to them, "This is what Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a set apart Sabbath to Yahweh. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning." So they laid it up till morning, as Musa commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Then Musa said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to Yahweh. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none." Now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And Yahweh said to Musa, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my Torah? Instructions. See, for Yahweh has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day lechem for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day, and the Beit of Israel called its name Manna, and it was like white coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Musa said, this is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Fill an omer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the lechem and which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Musa said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer of manna in it and lay it up before Yahweh to be kept for your generations, as Yahweh commanded Musa. So Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years, until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is 1/10 of an ephah. Please note, here we notice that Yahweh gave manna to the children of Israel. And also notice that our days started sunrise. They were instructed to collect manna in the morning, and that by the next morning it will be of no use, so it must not be kept beyond sunrise. The sunset days are a later model that are adopted today. Please also note that here, when the children of Israel ate manna, although looked like a coriander seed, it was to every man and to every woman as they wanted it to be. If they wanted it to taste like roast chicken, it will taste like roast chicken. If they wanted it to taste like fish, it will taste like grilled fish. It was to taste what each individual desired. End note.